His name is Bruce. And his name is Johnny. Together, they are
The Weekend Riot.
And this is No Filter.
How's everybody doing? Hello, hello.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
You know what today is, Johnny?
What is it, bro?
The first day of fall.
Oh! Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's officially autumn.
Well, how was our summer? I think it was pretty eventful. I had a great time.
I had a great summer. It was one of the best summers of my life, actually.
It was probably the sweatiest summer of my life, I would say.
It was.
Because my car didn't have air conditioning for the majority of it. So, actually,
well, we only had your car for like a month.
But it was the sweatiest month of my life.
That's true.
For sure.
But didn't we get the air conditioning working on it? Didn't we fix it?
Didn't
the
we?
The two of us together?
It was mostly my father. Shout out, Dad, if you're listening to this. Thank you for fixing my air conditioning and make me a slightly less sweaty boy.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Tom is here. Tom from my
Tom
Adobe.
Is
uncomfortably close.
Closer and closer to my face.
So, Tommy, pull me closer. No? Anything?
No.
Anyway.
Studio audience?
This week, we had a fun week.
Yeah, what happened this week?
What did we do Friday, Johnny?
Friday, ooh, that's a good question, bro, and I totally remember. Oh, we DJ'd.
Yeah.
We DJ'd in the Rip.
We literally just talked about
it. I'm not stalling.
I don't know what stalling is.
We DJ'd at the Rip, which, for those of you who don't know, it is Jack Barraquette from All Time Low's bar out here in L.A., and we DJ'd with our pal Carly Incontro, who was like, hey, do you guys want to DJ with me? And we were like, sure.
So it was really like they asked her, and then she's like, do you guys want to do it with me? And we were like, yeah. It was kind of like a pity invite.
It was.
But it was still cool. Thank you, Carly.
It was like, I don't want to eat alone. Can you guys come with me, please?
I'd appreciate it if you could be there, too. So basically, we were just like, all right, we're going to do a bunch of like throwback like emo songs.
Right.
Because that's what the riff's about. It's about being sad and emo, I guess.
Absolutely. I think my favorite song we played was A Day to Remember's cover of Since You've Been Gone.
That was a good choice.
That popped. Oh!
That did pop off. And then Carly was dead set on Reliant K's Baby by Justin Bieber. But the cover by Reliant K didn't go over so hot.
No.
Did not go over so hot.
I think we closed with it, didn't we? No, we closed with Stacey's Mom.
Yeah. But Stacey's Mom, that was good.
Stacey's Mom was a banger.
Yeah.
But Baby was kind
of
like,
also we had to talk in the middle of our set, in walks, you turn to me and go, yo, Ronnie Radke's here. It was like the weirdest thing. I guess Ronnie Radke's a regular at the Riff. So that was very funny.
You were just like, low key.
Because we always do that stuff where like, oh no, like look, it's Will Smith walking down the street. And then it's like some random homeless guy who looks nothing like Will Smith, but it's just a joke with us. But he's like, no, like actually, like Ronnie Radke's here.
It was actually Ronnie Radke.
So, Ronnie Radke. Formerly of Escape the Fate.
Yeah, now of Falling in Reverse.
Yeah.
Shout out Ronnie Radke. I hope you enjoyed our set.
And the last time you were at the Riff, you were in a photo booth with Fish and Ryan Seaman from Falling in Reverse. I think you're going to join the band. I'm kind of getting worried.
Don't be jealous.
You're going to start trying out.
Don't be jealous. I'm not going to start trying out.
I'm not jealous.
Don't be jealous.
It's just like, why? I don't understand why you need to hang out with them. But it was a good time. Some friends are out there.
Also, and then, we saw the Before You Exit dudes.
Yeah, they were hanging out. Weird situation.
Yeah, I feel weird.
We're
going to
be honest. Because we like, it took, I was like, I don't know why I know these guys. They had baseball caps on.
Low-key.
And then like double taking a lot. Like, why do I know them? And then they were looking, like, you brought it up, too. I was, like, they were looking at us. Like, neither one of us talked to each other.
No, every time I looked over, they were making eye contact, like, with us.
It was like a weird middle school dance where it was like, well, I don't know. I'm like, maybe they'll talk. But I think because I think they know our managers, and I think also because we just wrote with The Gifted.
Oh,
and
true.
The Gifted is producing their new stuff, and they might have brought it up in conversation.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the song we did with this writer group, The Gifted, they are very gifted.
They are.
If I'm being honest.
So gifted.
We wrote a really cool song with them. And they were like, oh, we're going to be producing some stuff for Before You Exit.
Yeah. So, you know, word gets around.
Word gets around.
The Riot Boys are everywhere. We're hitting them from all angles.
Who?
I don't know.
The guys.
The guys.
Everyone.
Every guy.
Humanity. It's already weird. We're already off to a weird start. But so then we did the cover. We did a cover of Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes.
I know I could treat you better.
That was a fun song to do.
That was.
But we have to call Facebook real quick.
Yeah, so, Facebook. You blocked me for 3 days.
Literally, Johnny's blocked. So what we were doing is we're like on YouTube. You can like I guess there's like, you know, there's a lot of copyrights and stuff, and people always ask us questions. So you have to have like a license if you're trying to make money off of it. So for a while we were just like, whatever, we just like the song. YouTube, you take the money, we get it.
You can have it.
So then now we have like a system worked out, whatever. But on Facebook, we just were like, oh, it's a free for all. You just post videos,
yeah.
And if they don't want to give you money for it, that's fine.
Facebook is just recently pushing their video thing as like a, we want videos to live on Facebook.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, cool.
Let's hop on.
Let's upload videos straight to Facebook, because if people are going through the feed, we'd rather than do that than have to click a link, and it's not worth, you know, trying to throw somebody to YouTube, whatever. So we've been doing it since Girls Talk Boys, which is like August,
5 weeks ago, maybe. Yeah. So and we uploaded like 5 videos, and as of like I'd say 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, Halsey Chainsmokers Closer cover,
which did really well.
Which you can check out. It's on YouTube.
It's on the Weeknd. Only on YouTube now.
Yeah.
But it got flagged.
Like, this video's down. Don't do this crap again. We're going block you or something.
And I was like, whatever, guys. Like that video got like it got like 10,000 plus views. Yeah. So I was like, probably just because it did like, you know, that
decent.
But then they blocked our Shawn Mendes cover that just went up, 3 days ago?
Yeah,
today. And because I upload from my account, they sent me a message that was like,
yo, you can't use Facebook.
Yeah, I can't use Facebook.
3 days.
Like,
he's banned from Facebook.
I can't use it.
You can't contain this riot, baby. You can't contain it.
I thought it was just like, oh, I can't post a picture if I want to or anything, but Bruce posted a picture of his guitar, and he was like, everybody name my guitar. Yeah. And I went to put a joke answer. I can't comment on anything. I can't comment. I can't like.
You can look, though.
I can look.
You can look, but you can't comment.
I can't touch.
Ooh, that's like that's social media. 2016.
Yep.
You can look, but you can't comment.
I'm lurking.
So Johnny will be lurking on your feeds, but
yes, I will not be interacting.
He's not allowed to.
If I see anything, I'll tweet you, okay?
After that, then on Monday, we went to see, we had Mike Taylor in last week, which is now, if you go to Adobe Radio, if you go to the site, you can listen to last week's show. We're going to start podcasting.
Yeah, it's
so
also,
if you do miss the show, you can listen later.
It's available on iTunes as well.
It is.
So you can search No Filter, The Weeknd Riot on iTunes, and it'll pop up. You can download it.
That is us. So we went and saw Mike Taylor.
Yes.
Who was in last week. He did, we were like plugging his showcase that he was doing. Holy crap.
It was
not
amazing.
To say I wasn't expecting. I was expecting a great show. I've never seen Mike Taylor live.
I wasn't expecting.
But man, did he put on a great show.
His energy is just so like contagious on stage.
It was insane.
And he was like, he kept pushing the family reunion vibe. He was like, it's the family reunion. Everybody get your uncle and let's dance,
and
man.
Let's stab him. Let's do this. We're like, Mike, no.
Mike, no, stop.
No, but it was amazing. And he did he walked off stage and then came back and did Electric Feel.
Oh, it was so good.
Baby girl, bam, bam.
It was like so sick. Huge synth hits.
He was
like,
telling me too, he's doing a different set every week.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
cool. So Monday
cool.
night, he's going to be at
the Satellite.
At the Satellite again, if you're over 21.
With a band called People Mover.
It's actually Hunter Hayes.
Hunter Hayes.
He's going to be opening the show.
No, for real, it's People Mover, and it's these dudes that dress up as Yetis.
Oh, right.
And they play like cool alt rock stuff. It's really awesome. I'm trying to catch that.
That is very cool. Speaking of shows,
yeah,
we're going on tour.
We are. Oh, nice.
All over the country.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Which is
We've
weird
never
for
done
us.
This
we're taking a lot of planes this time.
Dude, it's insane. So next Thursday, we're going to be in Texas. It's September 29th. It's a Thursday night at Do-Si-Do in The Woodlands, Texas.
The Woodlands, Texas.
That's an acoustic headliner. We're going to be playing for a while.
Yeah.
They're giving us way too much time to play.
Yeah, 90 whole minutes
we're
of
gonna
rioting.
We're
going to
do 90 minutes of stand-up.
Yep.
Something like that.
They didn't specify they wanted songs.
So we're going to be playing a lot of new stuff, old stuff, covers. We'll be taking requests too. So if you're going to that Texas show at Do-Si-Do on September 29th, please tweet us and let us know what we should play. Then a week after that, we're going to be on the East Coast. We're going to be in Wilmington, Delaware. That's Friday, October 7th at Cab Fest,
a Cab Calloway school.
Yeah. So that was Chad Michael Jervis's old school.
Yes.
So
I'm very excited to see his alma mater.
Yeah, House on Cliff will be playing with us for that show. We're going to be doing that acoustically as well, just Johnny and I. My name is Bruce.
I'm Johnny also. For those of you who don't know, we're The Weeknd, right? We're a band. If you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing acoustically for that. So that's Friday, October 7th. By the way, all these tickets are available at facebook.com/TheWeeknd Riot.
Yeah. And then after that, we fly back to the West Coast.
We do.
for our show October 13th at Amplify.
Which is a Thursday night.
Yes, and we're playing that with our bud Mike Schiavo.
Yes, so that's going to be an awesome show, and it's the first time we've played LA since Girl Wild Tour in May 2015.
Oh, wow, yeah. So if you saw us then, now's your chance.
It's very different.
Full band.
We're playing full band. We have a drummer and a bassist that are going to be playing with us for that show. And that show, we're going to be trying out some new stuff.
Yes.
That we've never, ever, ever played
that
before.
That set is going to be heavy on the new songs.
Heavy on the new.
Heavy on the new.
Light on the old. I don't know.
Moving on.
So then Thursday, October 20th, we're playing Revolution Bar and Music Hall, which is Amityville, New York.
Yeah.
Which is Long Island.
Long Island.
We're going to be playing on Amityville. Is that, that's how they
on,
say it?
On Amityville Island.
On the Long Island.
On Long Island.
So a bunch of homies are playing that show, including Vista.
Oh, who, we've never played with her.
Mm-mm. So that's going to be an awesome show. Then these are all going to be full band shows.
Yes.
These last three shows as well. Friday, October 21st, we're playing Game Changer World in Howell, New Jersey.
Change the Game, that's where I'm from.
It's like Freehold area, right?
Yeah, Central Jersey, baby.
Yeah. Which isn't far from Philly. I know we have a lot of fans in Philly that were like, come to Philly, but... Dude, Freehold is not far. I would love to see everybody out at that. It's a Friday night. Let's party.
Yeah.
Also, our buds Hampton Hollow are definitely playing that show,
mm-hmm,
as well
yes.
as some others that we'll be announcing soon, which is very exciting.
Hollow.
And then the last date of this tour is Saturday, October 22nd at Tocket Hall in Westport, Connecticut.
I think it's Toche.
It's Toucat. It's like croquet. Toque.
Yeah,
Toque Hall. And that's with Sarah Barrows. And that's a fundraiser show, too. So look into that. All the tickets are available at facebook.com/theweekendriot.
We would love to see your beautiful shining faces at these shows, and we'll hug you with our arms.
With love.
With love and words.
But so that's 2016. So then 2017, we're literally trying to get as many places we can in the world, not just the country.
Yes.
So we posted a tweet and Instagram and Facebook and stuff, a place like wondering where we should go to next. We want to know where... maybe places we haven't been before or we have been that people want to see us back at, so we can let our booking agent know like where to put us. So
yes.
If you want to comment, let us know. That would be amazing.
Yes, if you send us a bunch of tweets and you're like, I want to see you in Reykjavik, Iceland,
mm-hmm.
then we can go to Brian and be like, hey, high demand in Iceland. And he's like, all right,
mm-hmm.
booked you 9 shows in one day.
Oh.
Good luck.
Good luck. And you're not getting any money for this. So
good luck. Good luck.
Dead air. So then so also this week we worked on a song with Smarks and Savvy,
who are the coolest couple,
our newest homies.
They're so cool.
Yeah, we wrote a song with them at the beginning of August.
Bruce has the biggest smile on his face right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can hear my smile through the airwaves, because we wrote this song and it was like we've been writing literally for like 4 months since May.
Ciao.
And just been getting a bunch of new material together and working on some stuff behind the scenes and whatever to get everything ready so we can put out some new music, because it's been a while since
it
we
has
put
been.
Out
yeah,
some
what,
new music.
March 2015. That's the last time we put something out.
That's true.
That's a fact.
I'm a little nervous about that. But yeah, so we wrote a song with them at the beginning of August. It was an amazing song. And I don't know. We can't really talk about it, but there's another artist that potentially they heard the song and we're mm-hmm. like, we love it. We might want to use that song. So if that happens, I'm going to poop my pants.
I will also poop on purpose.
It's a huge artist.
It is. Yeah.
It's insane. So it's weird how the world
Send us
works.
Some good vibes if you have any good vibes left in your body.
Anyways, so then we were like, so that song ends up, it's probably going to be for the other artist. So then we're like, all right, well then let's write another one with them, since we wrote such a cool song before. Like, maybe we can write another cool song. So we did. And we just recorded vocals for that. What was that? Wednesday? That was last night? No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That was Tuesday. And while we're in there, we coined a new term.
Yes.
And I think what we need to be doing is working out these new terms.
Yeah, we've come up with several new terms throughout the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you want to do this? You want to use a contextual sentence first and then go back and explain what it means?
Soft bagging. Okay, now we can do it.
All right.
I had to say what it is first.
In
it's
a
called,
sentence.
It's soft bagging. Do not, this. There's another term that we looked up that it's
do
very
not
offensive.
Urban Dictionary this.
This is our version of this term. Do not Urban
I
Dictionary
think
this.
For this one, you need to set me up.
Dude, oh my gosh. You know what? I was just like hanging out with this dude. He was softbagging me the whole time. I was like, bro, don't softbag me
he
like
was
that.
Softbagging?
Softbagging me
okay,
all day.
Wait,
every
hold
day.
On. Was it like, okay, you went to get a pizza
mm-hmm.
and he was like, hey, man, look, I was if like, you don't want pepperoni, we have olives.
I was going to say, no, I said, I want pepperoni. He's like, that's going to be 99 cents per pepperoni. I said, you softbagging me, bro. I want that pepperoni for free.
Basically, softbagging, in short, mm-hmm. is like when somebody is kind of beating around the bush and they don't just want to hit you with the truth.
Yep.
And they're softbagging you mm-hmm. instead of, you know, giving it to you hard boiled, hard bagged.
Hard
baby.
Bag me, dog.
Hard bag me. Give it to me. I can take it. Don't softbag me.
You know, John, I don't know if maybe, you know,
maybe
next week.
Next week what?
You shouldn't come here, maybe.
Are you firing me?
I mean, like, it's not necessarily.
Look, don't sit here and softbag me, bro.
I don't mean to softbag.
Don't softbag me.
So that's softbagging. That's softbagging. That's a term. So we just kept joking about it the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we have weird terms. We have another one that's milk party that we've been trying to like push on everybody and it doesn't work.
It's like if I was a barista and Bruce came up to me at a Starbucks
and I was like, yo, let me get a, I don't know why I'm talking like lure.
It's
like,
good though.
Yo, let me get like a, I don't know, like let me get a latte, put some pumpkin in it, make it a milk party. And Johnny would be like, what?
So we just kind of want to start going to like coffee shops.
Because it sounds like it's a milk party. Like,
I'm going to put almond milk.
Almond milk. Soy. Half and half. Heavy cream.
All of it. Whole. 2%.
Skin, 2%. Put it all. It's making a milk party.
Milk party.
We did a vine that like is really weird too.
Look back. That vine's doing pretty well.
It's very weird.
What
are you saying?
I say, who's ready for a milk party tonight?
And then I pick up two. Cartons of milk, and Joe's like, come on, man, what are you, five? That's on our Vine the Weekend Riot.
And I think my favorite one we've come up with recently is a greeting. It's very mm-hmm. simple. It's just badoo badoo.
Oh, badoo badoo to you, sir.
Oh, badoo badoo to you.
It makes no sense. Basically, it's just, I don't even know. We added it into our handshake, didn't we?
Yeah, we do at the very end.
Yeah.
Badoo badoo. Badoo badoo.
Oh, badoo badoo to you. I don't know. It makes no sense.
We spend way too much time with each other. We lived in the same room for a long time, so a lot of terms happen.
We also disagree on some stuff, and we'll get to that later. But for now, we're going to play. The whole theme of this is fall.
Today is the first day of fall,
y'all. And I would say fall is like, I don't know. It just seems to be everybody. Everybody has their fall music. They have their fall albums. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like if, like for you, you would say Transit.
Transit, Listen and Forgive is my favorite fall record of all time.
Absolutely. And I agree. That is very fall.
It is very fall. It just puts me in that fall mood because I would listen to it in the fall when I would drive to school.
Mm-hmm.
Or day. So we're going to tweet out. We want you guys to tweet in some of your favorite fall music.
Because, I would love to see like, if people are on the similar thing or if everybody has different music just because of whatever they got in the fall. So tweet us in your fall albums, I guess, at The Weekend Riot, hashtag NoFilterTWR.
For now, this is my fall pick. This is Transit featuring Patrick Stump from
it's like,
Fallout Boy.
We got to call her Johnny here. This is my pick. This is my pick, Weekend Riot.
Thank you so
Transit.
Much.
But it's got Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy on it.
From Fall Out Boy. Yeah, this is all of your heart. All
right, we'll be back in a bit.
We back.
And we back.
It's always
and
like a hard back. Cut.
And we're back.
Oh, that is one of my favorite fall records of all time. Check it out.
The record in general is really good.
Front to back, beautiful. I think
that is a very fall album for me as well.
I always wonder if an album becomes a fall album because you discover it in the fall.
I think so.
You always come back to it.
It depends. It could have been something that came out right around then, or maybe you just like, for me, it's like, there's a fall record for me that's not like, I don't think it has a fall vibe to it at all. I think it has a very spring vibe. Mm-hmm. It's Four Year Strong's first full length album.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I listened to that. Sure. And when I was a freshman in college, every day going to class, I would listen to my headphones.
Sorry.
Philly's slipping out of me. But
ew.
But no, so every time I go to class, I would just be like,
how does, I forget how that, I know it's,
it starts out with the siren.
Like,
this is your last one. Time has come.
Dude, that is such a summer record. Are you kidding me?
But that's what I'm saying. I know it.
I
know it's a Sammy record, but it reminds me of that. But I would say, for me, I was really into the 1975 record because that came out.
Yeah, that
was
came
that
out
2014.
Yeah, September.
Because I started to get into it because of Sean Cahill, actually, got me into chocolate and sex.
Cut to commercial. Here we go.
Adobe Radio.
No, it's like the songs chocolate got me really into.
The flavor of chocolate
and sex. That was Sean. No, but
no filter.
The 1975 songs. And I was like, what? This is cool. Yeah. And then they put out the full record.
I remember that
and
was.
The City. Every time I listen to The City now, I'm like.
That. I remember listening to that record. It came out like while we were in the studio with Ace way back.
Yeah.
Like when we first became The Weeknd Riot.
Yep.
And I saw it. I was like, this band is so cool.
Yeah. And that was when we started doing covers and stuff too.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we could never cover these guys. And then we would do Girls. We're tweeting a poll right now.
We are tweeting a poll right now.
Poll has been tweeted.
Please weigh in your opinions.
Okay. Pumpkin. I know. I'm really surprised by today, by what you got in front of you.
Why?
Because you've.
Well, let's set I'm the sorry. Scene. Let's set the scene.
You're a hipster at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all are.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm very.
You're very what?
Basic.
Okay.
I can be very basic in my tastes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love coffee. Everybody loves coffee.
I love coffee,
I love Chick-fil-A. Some people like Chick-fil-A. But I've always loved pumpkin. Like, I've been obsessed with pumpkin. I've never, ever heard you be like, I need a pumpkin anything.
I think it's like an annual thing for me. Of just like, I need
since
that.
Since when?
Since this whole pumpkin thing started. Because I don't remember it being talk a about thing it? When I was a kid.
Can we talk about how this is. We were talking about this last night. We have a conspiracy theory, there is, y'all.
Okay. Well, okay, we just tweeted out a poll about what you guys think about pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, do you guys think it's like a basic
thing? Is it too
thing?
Basic, or is it like amazing?
Is it for all to enjoy? Is it so popular because, you know,
it's
the
amazing?
Because
or is
amazing.
It because it's so popular, it's basic?
Like, because it's everywhere.
It's basic AF. We need to know. So it's a five-minute poll, so hurry up.
Yeah.
Hurry up and weigh in, y'all.
So. But, yeah, there's this conspiracy theory we were talking about last night that we were putting the episode together and I was like, I don't remember pumpkin being a thing for like
when we were kids.
Like when we were kids.
It was hayrides and you carved pumpkins. You didn't eat it.
No.
If you ate a pumpkin seed, you were weird, but people did it.
My mom did it.
But there was no like really like anything else. You didn't get pumpkin until pumpkin pie's time, you stupid idiot. Until Thanksgiving. But now, there's literally pumpkin everything. I'm pretty sure there's pumpkin tampons. I don't know. I'm
Ew.
Sure there's pumpkin everything.
Probably.
Pumpkin toothpaste.
Pumpkin.
Just put sugar on your mouth.
Just
pumpkin hair dye.
And
I don't
like,
know.
This whole thing started, and our theory that we arrived at is that the government. No, wait. No. Farmers were growing an excess amount of pumpkins.
Apparently, this is true.
To keep up. Oh, this is confirmed?
I think. I've heard. When I hear something, it's true. I didn't make it up. That's what I'm saying.
To keep up with pumpkin carving demand, the farmers were growing pumpkins. And they were like, yo, government, we have way too many pumpkins. What should we do with all these?
Oh, I'll tell you all. We're going to make pumpkins the next milk. Because milk was a thing. Milk was just whatever. Think about Got Milk. If you guys remember that ad, Got Milk, like that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't a specific milk brand. They were just, it's the government promoting milk.
Milk.
That's being like, got music. Listen to music.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
It's
that
really
makes sense.
Weird when you think about it. Like, who promotes just a general thing?
Unless we're just idiots and there was
I
like.
I think we are.
And it was just like a specific milk brand. But milk is like regional, is it not?
What do you mean?
Unless you're doing like. Like, think about milk.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking about it.
Think about it. There's like Wawa milk. There's like Lehigh Valley milk. I'm doing all East Coast milk.
There's all different kinds of brands of milk.
But there's no like, there's no Coca-Cola of the milk industry.
Yeah.
It's just milk in general. So the government got behind that, man. It's just what the government's bringing us down. We got
Adobe Radio presents.
Like we get cut off the air. Adobe Radio's going to cut us off.
I wish the episode just went like.
This episode has been interrupted by the FDA.
Milk, try it. It's great.
Yeah, we get shut down for conspiracies.
I don't know. And the weird thing is, we're doing this radio, so, and I guess you're going to look at the tweets now, but we don't know what people are saying back.
No, I
usually
no
when
idea.
We do like live streams, like in YouNow, we can see your guys' texts and be like, okay, let's dial back the weird.
Hold on.
We went full on conspiracy weird.
People just tweeted in some pumpkin flavored things that I didn't know existed.
Is tampons on there?
No. Stop.
No filter, baby.
No filter. Taylor tweeted in, pumpkin flavored gum is great.
Okay.
That's a thing.
That sounds great.
Is fall just synonymous with pumpkin now?
It is.
Like, okay, it's autumn, time for the pumpkin.
I'm picturing, when you say fall, I picture a pumpkin in an Ugg boot. That's what I'm seeing right now.
A pumpkin in a Ugg boot.
In a Ugg boot.
Bethany tweeted in, pumpkin Cheerios are the best.
I've heard that.
Pumpkin Cheerios? Mm-hmm. Why
There's
is that
literally pumpkin everything. There's pumpkin. I saw pumpkin cream cheese that I was like, I kind of want to get that.
I don't think I can get behind
But it. I will tell you this. I went and I got Dunkin's pumpkin iced coffee, which I will say on the record is the best pumpkin coffee out on the market right now. That's the best pumpkin you're ever going to get. That being said, pumpkin to me, because I'm broken internally, my stomach is just messed up. Pumpkin to me is like a girlfriend I know is terrible for me, where all my friends are like, dude, don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm like, yeah, but she makes me so happy.
You've been down this road before.
And then she
it?
Like beats me. And it's like, I'm like, but I kind of like the abuse. And it's like, I'm like in this weird, what's that One Direction song?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, I got this weird Stockholm Syndrome with pumpkin going on.
Well,
because I had it the other night. Like, I'm still recovering. But what did I do? I'm too dumb. We just went to freaking, what is this?
Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean. And we both got pumpkin drinks.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this is a different kind of pumpkin.
I hope so, too. I hope it doesn't destroy you.
I'm
going to
throw up
tonight,
other. Probably.
No, you aren't. Don't say that.
All right. Good call. But I've never seen you get a pumpkin drink in my life. And you got a pumpkin drink. And I'm really excited about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's the thing.
I'm supporting it.
Here's the thing. I can get behind pumpkin coffee. Okay. I'm all about pumpkin coffee.
All day, every day, babe.
But when it becomes pumpkin muffins, pumpkin telephones, pumpkin wallpaper, pumpkin garbage trucks, like, I can't support that.
I can't get behind what you're saying right now. If I was so excited. I was, and you're going to be like, I live for that stuff. But you didn't. You said, I can't get behind that.
All right. Should we see how our poll is doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you see the results?
Let me see. I'm not sure.
Is it done?
I'm not sure if it's been 5 minutes yet.
Probably not.
It was. Okay.
It's been 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Is pumpkin basic or is pumpkin amazing?
The votes are split.
Exactly.
Exactly. 50-50.
Oh, my God.
Between basic and amazing.
That's funny.
Wow.
50-50. There you go.
Well, can't the answer be both? It is both basic and amazing. I'll high five to that.
That was
really
bad.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay, you guys could hear that. Okay.
Good job.
Good. But that being said, see, with pumpkins, pumpkin picking is like my favorite thing to do. We're going to be on the East Coast in October, so I'm excited about that because
yeah.
I want like cooler weather
Same.
For pumpkin picking, you know?
Yeah, I feel like
out here is a little
fall
too,
out here doesn't
little,
really.
It's a little too warm.
Are you talking smack?
I'm talking some smack on SoCal. There's no fall and autumn like a northeast fall and autumn.
There ain't no autumn like a northeast.
I'm just saying. I was born and raised Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Shout out Bucks County. Shout out Philly, because you're right. You're neighbors.
Shout out Monmouth County. Shout
Monmouth,
out Jersey.
Shout out Jersey.
You know,
I'll go up east. I'll go Boston. I'll go Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Connecticut. But that is like the best. When you see those leaves change, Tyler Park in the fall, you don't get much better than a Tyler Park in the autumn. You know
no, man. Out here, there are no trees that change color.
There are no trees.
There are no trees. But for real, it's all palm trees. Everything stays green. I'm like,
it started to get darker earlier. I noticed that yesterday.
Oh, really?
In my brain, I was like, in Southern California, it probably stays light till like 2 a.m. in the fall.
Yeah.
Not true. Not true at all. But I'm excited for hayrides. That's like a fun thing for me.
Hayrides, they have hayrides out here, don't they?
Yeah.
I think
they like
Martha,
scary stuff. I love scary stuff.
Martha, our voice teacher, was talking about
she
it.
She was talking
to
smack.
Us
said it wasn't good. But then I heard, I ran into Sam Podorf at Republic of Pi.
Okay.
And he was telling me that the Universal Studios has like the scary thing. It's like me, it's like Sam plugging something. Like I'm like forwarding an ad.
Yeah, like through you.
But apparently Universal Studios has a really scary thing. And I heard Griffith Observatory, where we did some covers, there they do haunted hayrides.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
I'm excited about that.
That's a lot of hills and stuff. You know, hayrides, hills, I don't know.
You tell me about
You
it.
Figure it out.
But fall albums.
Fall
we
albums.
Had people tweet in some fall albums.
Yeah, and I saw we had some awesome ones. So let's go through. Let's read the tweets and we will discuss.
Okay.
All right, bada bing, bada boom. Who's first? Who's first on the...
Because for me, 1975.
That's like your all-time...
That's my all-time. You know what's up there, too?
What?
Taylor Swift's 1989.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that came out in the fall. That was a really good album.
Yeah, it did.
I'm going to shout out Taylor Swift. She's got a lot of hate. I don't care.
Does she?
Yeah. When you're that successful, you're going to get a lot of hate. And then the whole thing with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
and
when you
and Yeezy.
And the Yeezy. When there's you're that mega famous, I feel like it just kind of happens.
Okay, what do we got?
Speaking of that, actually, Sam tweeted in Taylor Swift's 1989.
There so we go.
You win.
Sam and I.
You win. Okay, Anna tweeted in anything by John Bellion.
Ooh, John Bellion.
Would you describe that as a fall record?
That's going to be my fall record. You know why? So? I can't stop listening to it. I'm listening to it nonstop. And apparently he has like a thing on YouTube where he like walks you through on his new album, like how he wrote and recorded a bunch of songs.
Yeah, we got to check that out. I'm
watching that tonight.
I'm watching that right now.
I'll go see you guys later.
Carly tweeted in... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Carly tweeted in, I have a pumpkin shirt that says, you had me at pumpkin spice. Anyway, didn't mean to read that one. But Monica tweeted in, Made in the AM.
Ooh, that's a One dude, Direction. That's really good.
Dude, that is so good.
To me, that's winter.
I would say that's more of a summer thing for me.
Really?
Yeah, man. When like,
yeah, man.
What a feeling it is to be here right beside you now.
But I mean, like, it's not necessarily the vibe of it. It's like.
It's not?
To me, it's like getting into an album at that time reminds me of that time. That's okay. What I was talking about with For You Strong. I respect and I understand that's a spring album, summer album. But to me, it's a fall album because I listened to it then. Made in the AM came out in November. That makes sense. It was also around winter time. Because we did the mashup of Made in the AM and Justin Bieber's Purpose. And that was December.
Yes. But I'm thinking just like sonically, it reminds me
of. Can we just
take
a break for a second?
Why?
Not like. Commercial.
I don't be radio present.
No, but the crazy thing is that, so we put out, if you guys don't know, we are the Weekend Riot.
Hello.
We're a pop duo. We do YouTube covers and stuff. So on YouTube, we did a One Direction, Made in the AM, Justin Bieber's Purpose mashup.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that I Play America because we were playing a show there. And that went viral. And it was on like a bunch of sites like 17,
MTV, Teen Vogue,
a bunch of stuff like that. And we're like, whoa, cool. And it got a bunch of views. Well, cool, and we're like, that's rad. We've never gotten a viral video out of Ride. It just naturally is our most viewed video. Like,
yeah.
That just goes to show, like, the click and, like, how dedicated the TOP fans are. Because our most popular video didn't go viral.
No.
But it's our most popular video. Our cover video.
It was like a sleeper hit. It came out of nowhere.
And, for a while, like, a year it took. And then all of a sudden it was, like, blast off,
man.
Anyway, 21 Pilots is another
big fall record big for fall sure. Record. Even that came out like in the spring when we were on Grow Wild tour that came out. But for some reason,
I think for me, maybe you're the same. We saw them in September of last year.
Yeah.
And that I got back into the record after watching them because that was sense. Like one of the best shows I've ever seen in my entire life. Shout out T. Joseph. Shout out J. Dunn.
Shout out if you're listening. Carla tweeted in My World album or Purpose by J. Biebs. Those are her fall records.
Oh, okay.
You know?
J. Biebs.
I think I would agree.
Purpose for me is a summer album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You'll give me purpose.
Yeah. You give me purpose.
He has like a speech impediment when he sings that.
That's cute.
Thank you. My tweets aren't loading, so...
Dead air,
man.
Are you looking at hashtags or just tweets in general? Because I'm going to go through.
I was looking at hashtags.
Cool. I'm going to do the same.
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. This is Sophie. She tweeted in, American Candy by the Main.
Ooh.
And then she proceeded to say, it's more spring, though.
It is. That is a very spring record.
Yeah, I get kind of like warm summer vibes, especially from that opening track. To bam, 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 bam,
yeah.
Bam, bam.
That's a great album.
That is so good.
They're apparently putting on a festival in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, what's their label?
I saw that. 8123.
8123 Fest. And it's like right now it's just like the Main. They're doing their like, is it Forever Halloween? They're doing one of their records like in full.
Oh, really?
And the next day is like another record or something like that. But then they're like going to be adding in all these bands. They're doing like crazy stuff like that.
It's probably like A Rocket to the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
These are.
I don't know if they're going to
throw speculating.
It back. His new
Beach
band.
Weather.
Beach
for
weather.
Sure. And oh man, I want to go to that now.
Yep.
The Main was probably the best live set I saw at Warped Tour this year.
Oh, for sure.
They put on an awesome show. They closed with Growing Up, and I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. They're closing with this. And then they like went into like this
go down on ghost up.
And it was cool. So jovial.
Sophie just said Beach Weather, what a drag.
Ew.
I know, what a drag. which is good.
Scuba Dance.
Yeah, so that, I mean, like, that's like a lot of the fall music.
I know, I agree with a lot of these guys. Yeah. Awesome tweets, awesome taste in music. I like our fans.
I like our fans a lot.
I like that.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna do a new segment, which Johnny's taking over, and it's called The Wonky Files. So we're gonna be doing some weird news things that are completely true that have happened in this week. But for now, we're gonna play my favorite fall song. This is The City by the 1975.
Everyone. Yes, so yes.
During the break, when we were playing The City by the 1975, obviously, you guys are listening. And Augustina tweeted in a picture of Hey Arnold, like, bopping. It's like a GIF. I thought that was very funny. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Always
a big fan of Hey Arnold GIFs.
It is GIF, by the way. Yeah, the guy that invented the GIFs confirmed it's not GIF. Yes. It is GIF, like the peanut butter.
Yes.
All right. Sam just tweeted in. She said, I missed the first half of No Filter because of work. Is there any way I can listen to it after it aired? Yes, everything will be podcasted and posted on Adobe Radio. And I believe we will, like, tweet it out when it's up and everything like that. It should be like a few days and then it'll be up. Last week's episode is on Adobe Radio's website. If you go to No Filter, it's on there.
Yeah, yeah. As is the first episode as well. They're also available on iTunes. And if you go to your little podcast thingy on your phone, there's a podcast app. And you can search No Filter The Weekend Riot and it'll pop right up with us, chaboys.
That's us.
All right. are we all ready for a new segment?
This is a new segment. Do you want me to intro it? Yeah. As if this was like a pre-recorded
thing?
Yeah,
play that intro.
Wonky Files with The Weekend Riot.
All right, we're here with The Wonky Files for this week. Hello.
So these are completely 100% true stories that are just weird. I don't know what these are.
No, I
wanted Johnny to not, like, to basically hide it from me. It's the same way we do impression covers.
Yes.
Where we keep it hidden from each other, because I want my reaction to be real.
I want your real reaction for this stuff. Some of it is really weird. Some of it is really cool. So let's start. I did them five.
Everybody start sipping on your pumpkin drinks and let's listen back, along.
Grab a PSL and let's chill.
Pumpkin spice latte.
So, all right, number five.
Five.
I started with the headlines, so these are my favorite.
Okay.
All right, five. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? You can for $3,800 a night.
What?
Basically, in Nickelodeon Studios in Punta Cana, which you've been to, my
friend. I've been to Punta Cana.
Basically, in Nickelodeon Studios, they just opened a SpongeBob-themed villa that's like... You can live in... It's basically a replica of SpongeBob's house. No. This is real. It's 2-bed, 3-bath. You can sleep up to, like, 4 adults and some kids.
What?
I know. It's the low price of, like, $4,000 a night.
That's amazing.
I know.
All right. Band card.
Band card. It's happening.
All right. Hit me with number 4.
All right. Number 4. This one kind of freaked me out. Basically, there's this... In Russia, there's a robot who's escaped its lab... twice.
That is terrifying.
I know. There's a,
like a real robot.
Like a real robot. It somehow learned to escape the lab that it was made in, and they found it at like some kind of political rally.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like, it's got a political agenda?
It does. And here's the scariest thing. It was designed for like commercial use and like customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a program where it remembers the face of every single person it meets.
What?
I smell a Russian conspiracy. I don't know about you guys.
Whoa, you're throwing some political jargon.
I'm throwing some political shade. No, but that's terrifying.
That is very terrifying.
The robots are learning.
I don't want to think about this.
Well, there you go. It's the Wonky Files,
okay,
man.
It's the Wonky Files. Let's go to number 3 because I'm freaked out.
Number 3. The headline reads, man calls police to report ex-girlfriend for overfeeding his hamster, leaving him, quote, looking like a fat little pig.
So leaving him or the pig?
The hamster.
Oh, I took that as like the guy was, he's like, I'm over here looking like a fat little pig.
No.
Okay.
Basically, this guy asked his now ex-girlfriend, because he broke up with her over this, he asked her to watch his hamster, and she overfed him. Right? No big deal. So this guy was. He called 911 and was on the phone with them for 40 minutes trying to, like, get the police to come to his house to arrest this woman for overfeeding his hamster. And do you have any punchlines? I feel like a good punchline would go in here.
I guess the pig's out of the blanket.
Boy, oy, 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 oy.
All right, number two. So bad.
Number two. This one might be my favorite. Okay. Canadian Mint employee accused of smuggling 180.
Canadian what?
Canadian Mint employee.
Mint?
The mint where they make all the money.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I got hungry.
For those of you who don't know, mint. The mint is where they make all the money in Canada. Okay. Canadian Mint employee accused of smuggling $180,000 worth of gold out of the mint.
Gold?
Okay. So basically, all these people found that $180,000 worth of gold
was just gone.
Was gone. And the main suspect, he was convicted. And basically, the long and short of it is this man was smuggling these gold bars in his booty hole.
In his booty
hole? In his booty hole.
Talk about dirty pirate booty.
But what freaks me out, this wasn't like a one-time thing of like him putting like two gold bars in his butt.
$100,000 worth of gold. That's a lot of gold.
Each gold bar was worth $5,000. So
you're saying gold bar. I'm picturing like those giant gold bars, like bigger than like a Hershey bar.
No, I'm saying in the article they refer to them as pucks.
Pucks?
Gold pucks.
Of course the Canadian news would say pucks for hockey reference. Hooky.
And but this wasn't like a one-time thing. He was doing this from November 27th, 2014.
Oh my gosh.
To March 12th, 2016. He's been at it for like 2 years.
He had that down to a science at that did. Point.
It must have been like every day he would just leave with a gold puck.
I have so
in
many questions and I don't know if I want to ask them.
Ask one.
You know, after a bunch of time of that, I mean, the space is getting bigger.
Yeah.
That's
you can
disgusting.
Fit more bars after a while, I imagine.
Eventually, it becomes like, you know, something you're good at.
Yeah, it's a skill.
It starts out going like maybe, like what in your brain is just like, I'm gonna try this.
Away with it for a long time.
The first one had to have been terrifying.
Oh yeah, imagine mustering up the courage for that. He must have been in such.
Was
a
he
low
married?
Place.
What was he saying to his wife? Was she behind it?
He declined to be interviewed.
Oh okay, cool.
Yeah, so, number one.
Hit us with number one.
Number one, this was actually sent to us by a friend a few days ago, and I was so intrigued that I wrote it down. Number one, the headline reads, teacher in trouble for telling pupil to, quote, lick me where I fart.
This is such a weekend riot, like, news article.
I'm sorry. I can't stop.
Our 5-year-old sense of humor is coming out. Lick me, like a teacher, to the student.
To the student.
Lick me where I fart.
Lick me where I fart. Can you imagine being in high school? This is another Canadian thing, by the way. Canada's coming up with the weird
I thought Canadians
news.
Were nice.
I thought they were chill.
Yeah.
But apparently.
Minus the car towing.
Oh, God. We got our car towed in Canada. I don't want to talk about it.
Keep going.
Apparently, this isn't the first time this Canadian teacher was suspended for doing something like this.
Like the same phrase? Or she had like a different phrase?
Different phrases.
She coined.
I wrote down some of the phrases, which I will say, you know, the most tame ones because, you know, we like to keep it.
Oh, they
PG.
All the phrases are there.
All the phrases
oh,
are
I'm
here.
Oh, I'm excited about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I wrote some down.
Okay.
Some of her previous phrases were, quote, grow some balls.
Okay.
She said to a female student one day, you look like a frumpy old lady.
Oh, my God.
She would frequently refer to her students as bitches. She'd be like, yo, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get some work done.
Johnny cursed on air.
I'm sorry.
Put a filter on it, bro.
It's no filter. And my favorite one is that she would just say to students, F you. But, like, she would say the actual word that I don't want to say. I wish I had this teacher.
See, if a teacher told me, lick me where I fart. Are you kidding me?
What amazes me is she only got suspended for the previous ones, like grow some balls, you look like an old lady.
Old frumpy lady.
But, quote, lick me where I fart was like the last straw.
That's it.
Yeah.
Butt stuff in Canada is not cool.
Nope.
You're putting gold in your butt, you're telling people to lick you where you fart, you're fired.
You're fired. You're done.
You're going to jail.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you. That was the Wonky Files.
This is the Wonky Files.
Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Amazing. That was... I had too much fun preparing that.
Yeah. This is what... When we don't have a guest, we do the Wonky Files.
You get
files.
The Wonky Files.
So if you guys like any of our segments, we need to know.
Yeah, know us. Like, know us. Let us know what works, what doesn't work.
We're learning.
We're learning.
And you guys We're doing this, like, we want to do it the way you want it to be done.
Exactly. If you like the Wonky Files, let us know. It's not about us, it's about you. If you want us to just come on and just kind
of... We're a couple of clowns out here entertaining you.
What are we, monkeys?
But, as we were saying before, we are going on tour. And so the tour dates are Thursday, September 29th at Do-Si-Do, the Woodlands, Texas, which we had a great time at Do-Si-Do last time. It's going to be a great time. Friday, October 7th at Cab Fest in Wilmington, Delaware. It's acoustic with House on Cliff. Thursday, October 13th at Amplify in Los Angeles with Mike Schiavo. Thursday, October 20th at Revolution Bar in Amityville with Vista and a bunch of awesome other bands. Friday, October 21st at Game Changer World in Howell, New Jersey with Hampton Hollow and a bunch of other awesome bands. And Saturday, October 22nd at Tocket Hall, Westport, Connecticut with Sarah Barrios.
Whoop, whoop.
And so that pretty much is that.
Yes, but, yes.
So, as most of you know, we do videos every single Monday for hashtag Riot Monday. And we are doing that every single Monday. Mm-hmm. And we realized, you know, a lot of people are like trying to get their friends into us, or they're like, hey, you know, you got to check out this band, whatever. And we figured we needed to put together a video that encapsulated exactly what our channel is and what exactly the Weekend Riot is and what the Riot Squad is. And on top of that, we just opened a P.O. box.
Yes, we did.
So what we're doing is we just put out a channel trailer. It's on our YouTube. We're tweeting out the link right now.
Yes, we are.
So if you want to give that a retweet, check it out.
I'm going to say, check out our trailer for our YouTube channel. Share it with your friends who have never met us.
That's amazing. I love it, Johnny. But so we are on we do have a P.O. box now. So the P.O. box, it's going to be on the thing. We're also going to tweet it out. It's the Weekend Riot, P.O. box 857, North Hollywood, California, 91603. P.O. box 857, North Hollywood, California, 91603. And you can address that to The Weekend Riot. That is us.
That is us.
And so if you want to send anything, fan mail or letters or post-it notes.
Nothing alive.
Nothing.
Nothing that was alive at any point.
Nothing living, please.
So... Nothing live, nothing liquid as well.
Yeah, you
nothing
know what?
Liquid.
We should, yeah. I feel like we should somehow incorporate that into our Riot Monday videos.
Like, how so?
If somebody sends fan art, like sometimes, like,
oh, there's fart?
Like, I wouldn't call fan art fart, but like in my studio back at my parents' house, there's like stuff like all over the walls.
Yes.
And so I want to decorate like our apartment with just Weekend Riot stuff everywhere. So then just the end of every video is us hanging a new picture on the wall together above the mantle.
We just draw it.
Yeah. If Johnny's also in this weird phase of...
Oh, don't tell him about my face.
He's got this weird art that he gets from Goodwill. And it's like usually like wolves or unicorns. He writes, believe in yourself on them. And it's really kind of creepy.
I want a whole
when people
wall.
Come over and they go in your room and they see it, they're like, how's Johnny doing?
No, they're like, this is so cool.
They are. Yeah, yeah, they are. Totally.
No, they think I'm weird. But it's great. I highly recommend going to Goodwill, buying a painting, paint over it. Express yourself, especially if you're a believer, because that's... I'm going to send them all to Justin. Justin, if you're listening, be prepared to receive a lot of fan mail from me. In frames.
Bieber?
Yeah, Jay Biebs.
You're going to send fan mail to him?
Yeah. It's all believe in yourself, like, propaganda.
Yeah.
I want him to, like, hopefully I can be an album cover or something. I want my artwork to be appreciated by the man who inspired it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Exactly. So send us some fan art, because I make it all the time for Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Just don't send us Justin Bieber. I mean, Johnny will hang it.
Yeah.
Up on his wall. His wall is getting very filled.
Yes.
So I want the whole room to just be believe in yourself.
We're getting there, man.
Stuff. But we're going to be doing a Adele cover for Monday.
Yes, we are.
We've never done an Adele.
No, cover. We haven't.
I've never done an Adele cover.
Oh, you're getting Adele.
You're getting dude. You're getting Adele.
Oh, man.
So I'm very excited about that. That's going to be for Monday. Yeah. That will release that at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Ayo, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't mess me up.
Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
Or are we switching it?
I don't know. Are we deciding this now on air?
Yeah, on air. Let's figure it out.
Okay, should we do 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
No, 2 p.m. Pacific Time.
2 p.m. Hawaiian
Western.
Time.
So that'd be 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Or do we do 1 p.m.?
1 and 4?
I don't know. Let's just keep it.
Let's keep it.
We decided on the same thing.
12. 12 Pacific, 3 p.m. EST. That video will be up.
And then right after this, we have Gone Fishkin. He's going to be doing his show. He's in right now. He's in here.
Fish, who do you got?
Fish, who do you got on for this?
Tonight on Gone Fishkin, hear interviews with Thomas Ian Nicholas, a.k.a. Kevin from American Pie,
tight,
and singer of Thomas Ian Nicholas Band. Also, Keep Flying. Also, it'll be co-hosted by Marco by Sugar Cult from Sugar Cult. Stay tuned.
Did you just say Marco from Sugar Cult from Sugar Cult?
Marco from, he's from Sugar Cult, California, and he's also from Sugar Cult,
the band.
So I handed Bruce a penny so he could flip it to figure out what time, and he took the penny and it made it look like he was going to flip it. And
I didn't know what that was for.
Yeah, why would I be handed you a penny?
I thought you were paying him.
This is the time for your show. Will Fish go on time? Tails. Nobody picked anything, that's so I don't know what that means.
All right, thank you guys for tuning in to No Filter.
My name is Bruce.
My name is Johnny.
Follow us at The Weekend Riot and go check out our channel trailer that's up on YouTube now, dog.
You smashed that retweet.
Love you guys. See you soon.